I'm raised up by a domestic helper, mm-hmm. I guess. She is one of my most memorable English learning experiences. Because when I was younger, we used to speak in English, like every day. And she would try to minimize her use of Cantonese, so to help me learn English. So I guess that is my most memorable experience, I guess.
Did you record any fun things happen when you spend your days with your domestic helper? Or, you know, in speaking English, like the things you learn there?
Oh, fun thing. I don't know, maybe just, I think it's kind of normal. I think everything is kind of fun. I think the funnest thing is maybe when we went out, people would think that we're daughters and mothers because we speak in English and they say I look like a Chinese, and then It's kind of fun, I guess, to pretend like you're not Chinese, maybe.
No, I think you should take it as a compliment when people say that.
Yeah.
That means, you know, you're getting good at
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
How about at school? Did you have fun learning English at school?
Yeah, but I think sometimes it's not that much fun as learning English by yourself because at school it is very exam-oriented, especially in secondary school. Many times you're limited to, you know, just doing past papers and many exercises, but you cannot really, you know, enjoy the true nature of English. Like, you cannot read. You can read other books at your free time, but they won't teach you much about, or recommend you any famous novels or anything like that. So you need to go discover it yourself. But the school just only teach you, like, exam skills and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So I noticed you said reading is one of your hobbies. So when did you start pick up, you know, reading?
I think I kept reading when I was younger, but to be honest with you, if I start reading English books, then it would be about a year or two years before, because I was obsessed with a movie that was based on a novel. Then I started to pick up the novels, and I just keep on reading until now, I guess.
What movie was it?
Have you heard of it, The Mortal Instruments?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
It's like a young adult fiction. So it's a fantasy novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a bunch of people trying to hunt down demons, sort of things
mm-hmm.
like that. It's just fun and it's exciting, and I start get into it, and then I just couldn't stop reading the whole series, and then it gets me to other books, something like that.
So in reading, what do you most enjoy while you're reading a novel?
What do I most enjoy? The plot, and also sometimes when there are really beautiful sentences, then I enjoy that very much as well. Yeah. And the characters do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I also noticed you have a book here, right here with you. Do you mind telling a bit, you know, why you picked up this book, or like how are you doing with this book?
I picked up this book because it's very funny, because I like to go on YouTube as well, and there is a certain type of YouTubers that just vlogs about books and talks about books they've read, and this book, All the Light We Cannot See,
by
Anthony Doerr, and it is very much recommended by those booktubers, and that's what kind of got me into it. And I'm just about 100 pages in, and it's kind of good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you check out a YouTube channel that recommends books.
Yeah.
So would you recommend channel to other university students?
Yeah, sometimes I do. If I know that my friends like reading too, then I'll recommend them to like sort of YouTube channels
mm-hmm.
to let them check them out and see if they can find some books they like to read as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, YouTube is also a platform that, you know, when we want to listen to a song, we just go there and listen
yeah.
to it, right? And I also see watching movies and, you know, it's your hobbies, and then how about listening to music? Do you listen to music, like, to learn English?
I think, yeah, I would listen to music as well, but sometimes I don't think it's very helpful in learning English, because I don't know, for me, I enjoy the melody more than the lyrics sometimes, so I guess it's in terms of learning English, I don't think it's really that helpful, but I think it's a way for beginners or someone who doesn't really know about English to get into that learning English, because when you, for example, when you listen to foreign musicians, then when you really like their music, you sort of want to get to know more about their background and history and stuff, or you would like to, you know, see their interviews. I think that kind of helps you learn English as well.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because I think when we relate to music, we want to know more about the person who's writing it, and we watch interviews to try to get to know that, even sometimes they might not give us the most honest answers, but we try to understand them. So what about, you know, TV characters and TV drama? Are you interested in, like, getting to know them?
Yeah, that too, and sometimes I like to watch their interviews about how they sort of get into their characters in the certain film or TV series. So I think it's a fun experience to see how people do their job, I guess, or how they sort of immerse themselves into a certain character, which is 100% different from how they usually live or work, or just different from the person they are. So I think it's fun.
What kind of TV drama do you like to watch?
I have a lot. I don't know how to pick, but just say anything that comes to your mind.
Game of Thrones?
Oh, Game of Thrones!
Yes.
Good game!
And,
Season 5 is coming out on April.
I like to watch, I don't know if you heard about it, Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like, kind of like that, because of the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching Gossip Girl before, and there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Like Happy Days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think CSI, too, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've already, I don't really mind what I'm watching. Yeah, I guess that's usually the TV dramas that I watch.
Yeah, that's a wide genre you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I remember at the beginning of the interview you said when you see beautiful lines in a novel, you like to record it down. So, do you do it while you're watching movies or TV?
It depends. Sometimes I'll just, when I finish watching that movie, and then if I really like it, maybe I'll find it online or something, sorry. And then I'll rewatch it and I'll record it down. But sometimes, because it's a really quick moment in movies, so it's kind of hard. But if I really like that line, then I would find it online. Yeah.
So, for example, when you see a new vocabulary in reading or watching movies, do you find it troublesome, or do you find it interesting that you're learning a new word?
I guess it's both. Sometimes it's really difficult, but I haven't seen it in anywhere, and I couldn't get the meaning from the text of that word, and I guess I find it troublesome. But at the same time, I guess it's interesting as well, because there's a word that you've never known before, and then now you know it, then it seems to increase your knowledge in a certain way. Yeah.
And do you get a satisfaction, and, oh, I know a new word, and, like, do you get the satisfaction of doing that?
Yeah, sure, because, I think it's exciting learning new things.